You're getting ready to head out here this morning. Tell us what you anticipate happening in the next 500 miles.
Oh, man. The tension is growing. Anticipation is on the edge of everything. What I anticipate, what I hope to anticipate, is the dogs feel good and stay injury free. And if that goes well, all will go well. Even if I freeze a few appendages, the race will go well. So that's what I'm hoping for, is the dogs are healthy and happy and they eat well. And I get a little more rest than usual, so maybe I won't take a wrong turn. So that'll be on my mind, try to stay on the right trail and not go to sleep. I was actually thinking about that a lot coming into Dawson. And I did doze off a couple of times. I said, and I had to slap myself, don't go to sleep and miss the turn. So just not making any mistakes like that will help a lot. So that'll be on my mind.
What do you see on this first run? What's the country like?
Country's like, I'm going to get high here in a minute. And it's not the high you think of. It's the mountain high, because we're going up to top of King Solomon's Dome, which is, I don't know how many thousand feet, but it's five, I think, maybe four. Anyway, it's one of the highest mountains around. So you can see a good 360 degrees everything, and it will be during the daylight, so too bad I don't have a camera to show you. But it'll be nice. Hopefully it won't be too windy. It can get windy up there. So I will be climbing for 20 miles plus till I get to the top of that, and then I'll be going 20 miles down. So there you go. After that, we're going through some mining territory and then climbing hills again and going up to the top and then going back down to Scroggy Creek is down in the bottoms next to a river, which will be as cold as any place on the race, probably. And then I keep heading south for another 130 miles or so until I get to Pelly. Pelly, we can reevaluate how the dogs are doing, and that's where the next checkpoint is, 210 miles away. So I will be carrying a lot of supplies up all those hills, probably 100 and probably 20 extra pounds on this run, just for food for dogs and me. And so it'll be a lot of weight. So I'm lucky to have 14 dogs to do it. And let's just worry about this first 210 miles first, and when I get to Pelly, we'll worry about the other 300 miles to go, or 400, whatever it is. So, happy times coming. Yay.
It's okay.